was also trying to make the point of being, hey, when we reach these crises, there's lots of different ways we approach it. One of the ways is on people organizing social groups to meet the crisis that's happened. The Enlightenment was kicked off by the printing press, so there's a lot of information. A lot of people could have lots of different ideas, but there's also a lot of the salons in Europe and other places where people would actually meet across classes, across cultures, and share their ideas about what's going on. And so it really did have an effect. Happened on radio. I mean, for good and bad. Happened on TV for good and bad. The internet for good and bad. But especially me talking to my friend, especially now, seems like social media is concentrated. It's being monopolized. It's being pushed in one direction just for conflict. Because that's what sells. That's what people click on. Not saying you should ignore the injustices that happen in the world. By the way, you should look at ways to deal with it. And I think the best way to do it is building social groups. Also helps you deal with, makes you feel better. If you're just out there on your by your lonesome trying to battle these forces online, it's not good necessarily the best for your mental health. If you have a group of people you have a common cause with, I think that's important. And also made later, I talked earlier about how to talk to people on a different side. And part of the reason why I have this show is to have nonprofits come on and talk about how you can interact so we can get more people that have different opinions talking to each other. In my book, I think the best ideas come out on top. And you probably could guess I'm probably more on the liberal spectrum, but I do talk to lots of people, especially at places at work that are on a different side than my opinion. So I think that's important. And I think liberals have to be more, they kind of sharpen themselves against each other, sharpen themselves if people that disagree with them, if you want to make your opinions relevant. So I think a lot of the polarization we're seeing is because people are not talking to each other. They're watching stuff on their own. They might even isolate in their own family groups. So, and the data kind of backs that up. You look at isolation stuff going up throughout the years, and you can definitely see where it's happened in the past. Where we had problems, you can tie that a lot to isolation. Isolation that caused in the Middle Ages. The witch hunts was basically broke up the core of the social groups there, where women were the go-between for all the different families if they need something from someone else. When they blew that up, basically blew up Europe. Among other things. It wasn't just that. So, anyway, those are the points I was trying to make. Well, I'm pretty sure you guys are done listening to me talk. So, there's no one on next. It's 10:03 here at WRUV. And I'll probably play some mixed music just to kind of lift the mood up a little bit. And I got all my DJ equipment here, and I'll play maybe for an hour, maybe half an hour. Play a mix of hardcore techno. That's probably gonna be house and some disco and some more fun stuff. But number here is 656-4399. You can chat me, like the chatters have been chatting me up through the WRUV.org chat thing. You can also reach out to the email that I set up, just fresh email that I just sent just for this radio program, radiolyceum@protonmail.com. that's radiolyceum@protonmail.com, all one word, no spaces. So if you have any groups, ping pong groups, basketball leagues, you want to come on and talk about it, you can come on here and we can chat about it for 5, 10, 20 minutes. Bring some friends on, they could chat with each other. That's the idea. So I have a couple people that are lined up already to do interviews, but I'm open to as many people as possible. I don't know how long I can keep this up, me just talking. So having other people talk, I think it's good. So let's get into the music. Let's play a little more of this track that I love, Mother of Pearl by Scribble. Refuge and pleasure, you just James at home. This is DJ Not Ted playing some music for you guys for half an hour. Keep on listening. Then we're here at 656-439-4399.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gary V. from Burlington, Digi-Routine.
Thank you.
Okay, gonna see you guys next week. DJ Not Ted signing off. Also knows James, and this is the last song. I promise an hour. That's all you got. Like I drive back home. Till next week. WREV FM Burlington. Go out there and have fun, guys.
Circumstance. You could only be tuned to WRUV-FM Burlington 90.1 on your radio dial.
WRUV-FM Burlington.
The radio voice of the University of Vermont, your better alternative.
You are listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. Thanks, as always, for listening.
Vermont Center for Independent Living, or VCIL, has heard from Vermonters having a hard time accessing COVID and flu vaccines this year. This includes older Vermonters and those with disabilities. That's why, right now, VCIL is offering in-home vaccination appointments at no cost to you. That's right. You can help fight the spread of COVID-19 and the flu without leaving your couch. You can find out more and book your own at-home vaccination appointment at VCIL's website. That's vcil.org/vaccine.
Oh, what will I do when I'm not? I've been waiting so long. How I had it all wrong. Never ever seen you with open eyes, with any light, any light. Now that I see you, I can renew my love, my
drive by the highway side, and they whistles the wind rips straight through your pride, baby. It's only your eyes and mine, and the stars that grows in time. I'm sleeping home on that airplane running. Never look back, but you can tell it's coming. My highway queen must be hiding something. And I'm waiting on. Time, baby, is on your hands and mine. In this world, you come so far to find. I'll just leave back home on that airplane running. You never look back, but you can tell it's coming. My highway queen must be hiding someday. That's just what makes you a real thing.
Listening to WRUV FM Burlington.
Bottled and served with a table set in my finest suit, like a perfect gentleman. I'll be the fire escape that's bolted to the ancient brick, where you will sit and contemplate your day.